understand one thing. We all want the same thing, folks. Doesn't matter if we're all driving a nice car or we're all walking to work. We all want the same thing, and that's the freedom of speech. For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for us and the freedom of speech. Please, folks, consider this. I'm Generation X. Let's not make the next one Y. For why didn't we do something in time?
Battling the county commission for its funding life is nothing new for Louise Thompson. The executive director for the Public Access Channel called Speak Up Tampa Bay. Years ago, a drive led by former Commissioner Rhonda Storms over some questionable programming led to a similar showdown. In her 3 minutes before the board, Thompson extolled the virtues of her channel while concluding with a parting shot that the county's government channel is not taking a financial hit.
I think it's awfully shameful to fund HTV, the government's channel, at 11 times the rate of the public's channel. That is totally ridiculous. You're saying your voice is more important than the people who live here and work here and pay their taxes. I think if you took 20% off of their budget, which only took a hit of about 6%, you'd find us right back where we were, $355,443. It's ridiculous. HTV produces 650 programs a year. We do 2,200.
Although there's been tension between the board and Speak Up Tampa Bay over the years, there's not publicly been any troubles between the commission and the award-winning Education Channel. In a compromise effort, Education Channel officials have proposed that they receive 75% of their previous budget. Brianna Turner is an 8th grade student at Stewart Middle Magnet School. She says the homework hotline, in particular on the channel, has a big impact on students who don't have the educational support at home.
It provides tutoring to students who can't stay after school for help because of transportation reasons. It reinforces topics students have difficulties with, such as fractions, decimals, and percents. For all students, math is the basis for most subjects, such as physics and engineering classes. For those who do not have support at home and need assistance on one problem or question is vital. This could cause you not to be able to complete an assignment. I am fortunate to have a parent who can help me with my school assignments, but I have a lot of peers who are not as fortunate and need this channel.
The budget also proposes strong cuts to a variety of nonprofit groups. Carla Holding ripped the commission for what she said were misplaced priorities.
So if you're an abused woman, an abused child, have a substance abuse problem, are hungry, homeless, have HIV/AIDS, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, are poor or elderly, have mental or physical challenges, if you're trying to reintegrate back into society from spending time in prison, if you have Alzheimer's disease, if you need safe, structured activities for your children, you need mentors for your children, if you're unemployed or underemployed, if you need the resources for children and families in the form of museums and zoos, you're in trouble because all of those things have been cut.
James Evans is with the Tampa Bay Academy of Hope, a nonprofit group that works with at-risk children.
When you go home tonight, what are you going to look at? I got babies who don't have food at their homes. I got mothers who are incarcerated. I have their children. What are you going to look at tonight? How are you going to feel when you walk away from this tonight? I'm asking you not to do me a favor. My shoulders are wide. I can carry my problems. But what I can't do is carry them without your support. I can't carry a community by myself.
Teacher Lynn McDaniel chided the commission for not only cutting the Education Channel, but spending more money for the Tampa Bay Sports Authority and over $1 million in high-definition televisions in luxury suites at Raymond James Stadium.
The rationale I had heard was that, you know, it brings in a lot of revenue. And I love our Bucks and I love our sports authorities. But education brings in revenue too, and it's a lifelong experience of education that will bring the revenue for those children and our young people for the rest of our lives.
After the last citizen had spoken up, County Commissioner Mark Sharp said he wanted to restore a substantial amount of funding for both public access and the education channels.
I think that there has got to be a way for us to fund. I don't think we're going to be able to make it the full, well, I won't comment on what I think we can do. I'd like to see us try to at least put back $250,000 to both the education channel and $250,000 to Tampa Bay Community Network from the proposed reductions. if we and look at shaving the increase that we have submitted to the Sports Authority and to the Tampa Convention and Visitors Bureau.